If you want to experience the supernatural double portion hand of God, you've got to be so committed that when he asks you the ridiculous, you're still willing to do it.
Dr. Tony Evans says getting an extra helping of the Lord comes from changing our focus.
Because you've learned to see him and not the circumstances.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. People are living longer these days, but how do we make those extra months and years matter? Dr. Evans will tell us as he tackles the subject of significance today. Let's join him.
In Psalm 71:18, it makes it clear that we are to transfer the power of God to the next generation. Not just information about God, but God's very power is to be transferred to the next generation. So that this generation should be able to piggyback off of our experience with God. Of course, if you don't have one, you can't share one. But to be able to talk about the God you know rather than merely the God you heard about. Because, like Job, you have seen him with your own eyes. You're not just telling what somebody told you to say. You can tell your experience. Many of us have grandparents who maybe didn't have much that they could leave materially, but they could sure share with you their experience with God in the land of the living, even in adverse circumstances. But unfortunately, today we have a generation, like in the book of Judges, who knew not the Lord. And therefore, there was nothing to transfer. Well, we come now to the transfer of Elijah to Elisha. Elisha makes a request in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be on me." Elijah said, "What do you want before I leave here?" And Elijah said to Elisha, "I want twice as much God as you had. I want double the amount of spiritual, supernatural experience." Now, to make a long story short, you will discover if you read the book of 2 Kings that Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. He asked for a double portion of the Spirit. Let me ask you a question. If somebody asks you for a double amount of God that you have, would they get anything? Or would it be a deficit in their account? He said, "I want twice as much of the experience of God." And he didn't make that up. That came from Deuteronomy 21:17, where the firstborn got a double portion. God said, "I want to give the firstborn a double portion because the firstborn would have extra responsibility." And because he would have extra responsibility, the firstborn would get a double portion. Elisha picks up on that and he asks Elijah, "I want to be the firstborn. I want to be the one to receive a double portion of God in you." All through the Bible, God demands to be first. The spiritual is to precede the physical and the material, not because those aren't important, it's just that those are never to be first. And because we've gotten that out of whack, we're seeing much less of the supernatural, not even to talk about a double portion. That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, Paul prays that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. He says to New Testament Christians, "I want your eyes to be open." That's why this next verse is so important in 2 Kings chapter 2. He says, after he makes the request for a double portion, He says, you've asked for a hard thing. Now, I like this. He didn't say, give me some. Give me a little nibble. Give me a little something, something. He said, no, I want the honor of the firstborn. I want a double portion. And he says, you've asked for a hard thing. Now, when it comes to the material, we don't have a problem asking for a hard thing. Folks will ask God to win the lottery. You know, you got a better chance of finding oil in your backyard than winning the lottery. But people will pray that they win the lottery. They will ask for a hard thing material. He says, you've asked for a hard thing. When's the last time you've asked God for something big spiritually? Big spiritually, like we do for the physical miracles we want. He says to him, you've asked for a hard thing, verse 10. If you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. He says, I want a double portion. Elijah said, whoa, you want to be really chief man in charge. You really want God to double what the supernatural stuff he did for me? That's what I want. And I'm asking big. That's what I want. He said, that's a hard thing, meaning I can't give you that. Only God can give you that. But I tell you what, he says, if you see me when I'm taken from you, then it shall be. You'll get a double portion. So what would determine whether he got a double portion? It would be determined by what he saw or did not see. Why did he tell him, if you see me, you'll get the double portion? If you don't see me when I'm taken, you won't get the double portion. Because your spiritual insight will determine what you receive. If you don't have eyes to see the spiritual, then you can't handle the spiritual. So you won't get the spiritual. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 9 show the process with which Elijah took Elisha to prepare him for the request that Elisha is going to make of Elijah. And I hope I don't get these names mixed up. Chapter 2, verse 1, and it came about when the Lord was about to take up Elijah by a whirlwind in heaven that Elijah went to Elisha from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. He says, stay here. Don't come any further. But Elisha says to Elijah, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. He says, stay here. Elisha said, I ain't staying here. I'm going with you. Now, he had already asked in chapter 19 for Elisha to follow him. They start walking and going on a trip. He says, you stay here. Why would he tell him to stay there if he really didn't want him to stay there? To test the level of his commitment. Are you just in this for the ride? Are you in it for the notoriety? Are you in it for the power? Are you in it for the name? Are you in it for the prestige? Are you in it for the recognition? Are you in it for the real thing? Because a lot of folk will start out with you when they see you got a little something, something. But the issue is, will they keep going with you when things get tough and things get rough and things are not convenient? Are they in it for the long haul? That's discipleship. That's why the Bible says, if any man will be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And anybody who follows Jesus knows sometimes it's over rough terrain. It's not all pretty and stuff floating down from heaven and no challenges. He says, no, you can stay here. He says, no, I ain't staying here. I told you, I'm coming with you, and I'm going to stay with you. Then the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today? And he said, yes, I know he will. Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they kept on going to Jericho. He didn't make them stay. He wanted to see if he wanted to go. Do you really want this? How bad do you want this? It's like Jacob when he wrestled with God all night long and the angel said, let me go. And Jacob said, I ain't letting you go. I'm not going to let you go until I get the spiritual. How bad do you want it?
Dr. Evans will explore more of the discipleship process when he comes back in a moment to wrap up this final message in a series on Elijah. But first, I want to let you know today's the last day you can take advantage of our current special offer that includes all 6 full-length messages in this powerful collection on CD or instant digital downloads, along with the companion DVD Bible study kit. This special package focuses on the lessons we can learn from one of the Bible's greatest prophets, valuable insights on waiting for God's provision, understanding His perfect timing, overcoming fear and discouragement, strengthening our faith and commitment, and more. It's all yours with our thanks, today only, when you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Don't miss out. Visit us before the day's over at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222, where one of our resource team members is waiting to help with your request. I'll have that information for you again a little later after part 2 of today's lesson and this.
So if a Christian is walking with God, they're walking in kindness. And that kindness should be a show-me kindness.
Show God's love through kindness. Help someone else. Then ask if you can pray with them and give them one of our unique kindness cards. Each card has a QR code that leads to the gospel and spiritual growth tools. Visit tonyevans.org to request your cards today. Kindness starts with you. Be kind. Change culture.
Most of the folks at our church have advanced degrees beyond high school. But the reason most didn't quit is because there was something out there they were shooting for that they were willing to pay the price to get for the benefits that would occur when they get it. You make more money with a bachelor's degree. Maybe you make more money with a master's degree. Maybe you make more money with a doctorate degree. You get a higher position. You said, I want to be that doctor. I want to be that lawyer. So I'm willing to pay the price to get there. And I'm not going to quit just because it's a lot of homework. I'm not going to quit just because it was a lot of a classwork. I'm not going to quit because the degree is worth it. Unfortunately, God has many of his children who are willing to pay the price for the physical degree who are still in kindergarten spiritually. See, what people want to do in the spiritual realm is they want to audit the Christian life. So you know what auditing a class is. Auditing a class means I want the information, but not the work. Many people come to church because they want to audit the Christian life. They want the information from the pulpit. They want the information from the Bible. They want to be able to quote verses and say they went to church. But what they don't want are the home assignments. They don't want the responsibility. They don't want the commitment. They don't want the dedication. They don't want priority, but they want to be able to say, I went to class. So they want to audit the Christian life. Let me explain something. Salvation is free. You don't have to do anything for salvation. It comes because you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. But experiencing God's reality in history has a price. God doesn't want to give a double portion to folk who can't use it. And you don't want to give your hard-earned money in your physical will to folk who are going to waste it. You don't want to just pass your will on to folk who are going to take your life savings and blow it up in a month, because that's a waste of that portion. God doesn't want to waste his glory, and he doesn't want to waste the supernatural, so he wants to give it to folk who want it and who not going to leave just because it's inconvenient. And so he says, leave. He says, no, I'm not. Verse 5, the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho approached Elijah and said, do you not know that he will take away your master from over you today? He said, yes, I know. Be still. Then Elijah said, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. He said, you can keep asking me all you want. I ain't going nowhere. I'm in this because I'm committed. And I'm going to go with you. You're older. I'm going to go with you. And we're going here together. Now, what's interesting is where he took them. Took them to Gilgal. Took them to Bethel. Took them to Jericho. Took them to Jordan. In each one of those places, he's saying, you don't have to go any further. Well, each one of those places had a spiritual experience tied to them. These were not just names of places. These were names of experiences. In Gilgal, the Bible says, God removed the reproach of Egypt from his people. You see, all through them going through the wilderness, they kept thinking about Egypt, wanting to go back to Egypt. We miss Egypt. We had meat in Egypt. They were moving to Canaan while looking at Egypt. But at Gilgal, God removed the reproach of Egypt. In other words, you can't get the supernatural and the spiritual as long as you're still looking back at the world. So Elisha, if you want this double portion you can ask me for, you got to have a Gilgal reality. You got to let Egypt go. You can't be wishing to be back there and experience what God has you up here. And one of the reasons we don't get to see the supernatural is we're still tied to this world order. We still bear the reproach of the world and are not willing to hang out in Gilgal. And now it's coming to Jordan. Jordan is when you cross over. He's getting ready to cross over Jordan. Get ready to face what you and I call death, although it wasn't really death. He's getting ready to face that. He's developing him through these experiences. He's going to call Elijah, my father, my father. He's going to say, my father, through his relationship, my father. Now, he wasn't his biological father. He was a spiritual father. Look, if you want to become a great doctor, you need to find one. That's why they have internships and residencies. So you can learn from somebody who's been there and done that. If you want to become a great lawyer, you ought to find one who can teach you the ropes that you can't learn in class. And if you want to be a great man or woman of God who has access to the supernatural, you better find one. You better find somebody who's been there, done that. Who can reach God, seek God, touch God, hear from God, speak from God. You better find that. And the family of God is supposed to show you some folk who can touch God, whether or not they have your same degrees. He doesn't just sit them down in a Bible study. And neither did Jesus. When he chose his 12 disciples, he taught them while he walked with them. It says while they were with him. That's mentoring, that's discipleship, and that's what the church is supposed to be about, not just having church. You can have church and not have the supernatural. You can have church and not have a double portion. When I was a kid, I started out playing marbles, and I was good at it. I learned to be good at it. I play marbles every day, get the marbles in a circle, line it up, get the marbles in a pop them out the circle. It was fun. I loved me some marbles until I discovered football. While marbles was fun, I discovered there was this whole world out there of football that I fell in love with. And now marbles had to take a second chair, a second seat, because I had fallen too much in love with football. See, too many of us are still playing marbles when God wants to show us a whole new level, a whole new realm. So now when they cross over the Jordan, as they were going, verse 11, along and talking. Behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses, a fire which separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. Elisha saw it and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel, the war horses of God, and its horsemen." And he saw Elisha no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces, sorrow. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and returned and stood by the banks of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and struck the waters and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the waters, they were divided there, and Elijah crossed over. Oh, no, you didn't. Elijah was whisked away. And as he was transferred, his mantle fell off. Remember, back in 1919, he'd already given him the mantle. He'd already dubbed him, but he wasn't ready yet. But now that he had proven himself through the process of discipleship, the mantle falls off, and now Elisha has a question. Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Because Elijah is gone. But he wants to know, is God still here? Elijah's gone, but is God still here? And he took the mantle and hit the Jordan River, and the Jordan opened up. Because while Elijah was gone, God was still here. Miracles were still here. The supernatural was still here. Whenever God calls me to leave this earth and leave this place, and I am no more, the question that the leaders and you and everybody must ask is God still here? Did I leave any of God behind me? Did I leave any of God for the next generation? Because if you don't get God, if you just get some slick talking, preaching person who can talk a lot of smack, raise a lot of noise, just because they can open the Bible and say it good, but can't give you God. The question is God still here? Because if God's here, the Jordan is still going to open up. Prayers are still going to be answered. Lives are still going to be blessed. A man said to another man, "I want to make a mark in the world." The man said to him, "Which world? Which world? Which world do you want to make a mark in? Only this one? Or do you want to make a mark in the world to come that's manifested in this one because you have access to the supernatural?"
Even if you've never given a thought to God in the past, it's not too late to start building a spiritual legacy and a life that lasts forever. In fact, you can do that today. Just go to TonyEvans.org and click on the link at the very top of the homepage that simply says Jesus. There, Tony will tell you all about what it means to be a Christian and walk you through everything you need to know to start your brand new life. And just one final reminder, be sure to request your copy of the teaching collection Tony wrapped up today, his powerful Elijah series. It includes material we weren't able to present on the air, as well as a companion DVD Bible study kit to help you get more out of each message. As I mentioned, we're offering these powerful resources as our thank you gift for your contribution, provided we hear from you today. So make a point of visiting us right away at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or reach out to our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Many people believe the mistakes of their past have wiped out their spiritual future. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will remind us it's not too late for anyone as he shares encouraging stories of imperfect people who've gone on to do great things for the Lord. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and a is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.